Hello, listeners, and welcome to the world of Awe Island, now a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us today. Have you checked out our website recently? Visit aweisland.com to hear the latest episodes, explore our activities page, and learn more about the world of Awe Island. Visit aweisland.com. That's AHWAYISLAND.com.
Awe Islanders, are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus an extra episode every week and special bonus content. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire, like a dragon. Okay, deep breath, in and out. Good. Imagine you are a graceful willow tree, swaying in the gentle breeze. Pretend your feet are the roots of the willow tree. Feel your roots stretch through the grass and into the earth. The warm soil hugs you as your roots reach deeper and deeper, and you feel safe and secure in the earth's embrace. Take a deep dragon breath, in and out. Think of your legs, tummy, and neck as the trunk of the willow tree. Warm energy flows up from the earth into your roots and up through your trunk. Now pretend that your arms and head are flexible, leafy willow branches. Imagine them swinging gently in the warm breeze, back and forth, as you take one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Big Delivery. It was a bright sunny day on Awe Island. Fluffy little clouds floated gently across the clear blue sky, like leaves floating down a lazy river. The sandy beach sparkled in the sunlight as Connor Crane and his driver rolled along the beach road toward the Awe Island Harbor. today, they were headed toward the harbor docks to meet up with Gabby delivery truck and her driver. Connor was excited. He wasn't often needed down at the harbor, and he'd never worked with Gabby before. And today's activities would be unusual from what Connor had overheard at the Awei Island Construction Company headquarters this morning. They were all going to work together to move some crates off a boat and onto Gabby's cargo bed so that she could deliver them to a business in downtown Awei Island. As Connor rumbled toward the docks, the crane enjoyed the lovely weather. He breathed in the fresh sea air and listened to all the lively seagulls playing in the sky. When he stopped at a stop sign briefly, one cheery seagull landed on his retracted boom for a moment to say hello. Even the waves were happy, Connor thought, as he heard the waves swish back and forth around the docks. What a beautiful afternoon! When the crane and his driver reached the docks, Connor saw some big crates sitting on the deck of a small barge that was moored to one of the larger docks. There were three crates, a big blue one, a medium-sized green one, and a small red one. Those crates must be the crates we're going to be transferring, Connor thought. Connor's driver positioned him alongside the dock to where the crane could reach the crates on the barge on one side, and where the crane could be rotated to move the crates from the barge onto Gabby's cargo bed once she arrived. Just as Connor was wondering where Gabby was, he heard the excited revving of an engine. That must be Gabby. Gabby's driver pulled her right up alongside Connor. Gabby was smiling broadly. "Hi, Connor," she called out. "Hello, Gabby. How are you?" Connor greeted his co-worker. "How do you feel about today?" he asked. "Pretty good, thank you," Gabby replied. "Thanks for asking. Honestly, this will be my biggest delivery ever, and I'm relieved you're here to help me," she said candidly. Connor smiled and said, "I'm glad to be here too, and glad we can do this job together. And actually, I haven't done a job like this before either. Usually I work on construction sites, not at the docks. So this will be something new for both of us. But teamwork always makes things easier," Connor concluded. Before Gabby could reply, Connor and Gabby's drivers hopped out of the vehicles to inspect the crates and talk to the barge operator. Everything seemed to be okay, so Connor's driver hopped back into Connor's cab and pressed a few buttons to make Connor's boom taller. Connor's long metal boom slowly raised high into the air. Then the driver pushed a few more buttons so that Connor could lower his hooks. The barge operator secured the hooks to the big blue crate, and Connor hoisted the crate into the air. Then he carefully lowered the first crate onto Gabby. "We did it," said Gabby. "First one done." As Connor waited for the barge operator to get the green crate ready, Connor looked around from his raised position. With his boom lengthened, he felt as if he could see almost all of Awei Island. He was even taller than the nearby trees. He looked around at all the beautiful sights on the peaceful island he called home. A seagull buzzed past him, calling hello. Connor grinned and called out hello in reply. Looking down, Connor could see the sandy beach below him. A little further down the beach, he could see a few seals playing in the water. Looking in another direction, Connor saw the trees of the distant Awe Island forest. And yet, in another direction, Connor saw a long silver fence surrounding a big square of land. Looking closely, he saw a few of his construction worker friends behind that fence, doing some hard work. Gabby, look over there. I think they're building something new on the island, Connor said. Gabby looked over with great curiosity. Now she could see the silver fence too, even though she couldn't see over the fence like Connor could. Wow, yes, Gabby exclaimed. You're right. That's the kind of temporary fence people put up when they're doing construction. What do you think they're going to build over there, Connor? She asked. Connor stared hard at the beginnings of the building on the other side of the fence. It was too early in the construction process to really tell for sure what the building was going to be. But Connor and Gabby could have fun guessing. I can't tell by looking, said Connor. But maybe they're building a shopping plaza. I bet grown-ups and some of the bigger kids would love to go shopping there, Connor said. That sounds like fun, Gabby responded. Yes, Connor agreed, before turning his attention back to their task at hand. It was time to move the next crate. The barge operator had gotten the green crate, ready for Connor to move. Connor's operator carefully lowered Connor's hook to pick up the green crate, and then, equally carefully, he raised it up, turned the boom, and placed the crate on Gabby's cargo bed. After the crate was securely on Gabby, Connor returned to the subject of the new construction site while the barge operator prepared the final crate. Maybe they're building another library, Connor suggested. It would be another great place for everyone to study. Yes, and maybe they'd have lots of books about construction work or vehicles or transportation, Gabby said. Connor nodded excitedly. Or maybe it'll be a theater where people could put on performances, he said. I'd like to work on a project like that. I could help put up a big, glowing sign that says, Now Playing. That would be cool, said Gabby. Or maybe they're building something else for recreation, she continued. Like maybe a gigantic ball pit. That suggestion made Connor laugh. Even though the two new friends were hard at work, they were having a great time in each other's company, speculating about the new construction site. That would be fun, Connor said. Or maybe they're even going to build a castle. That would be awesome, exclaimed Gabby with a giggle. And maybe Ellie Excavator could help make a moat for the castle, she added. Connor grinned even wider. That's a great idea, Gabby. We sure have a lot of good ideas for Awe Island's development. The two new vehicle friends laughed together as they continued to come up with more fantastical ideas about the new construction site. Before they knew it, it was time to move to the last crate. Wow, we're almost done, said Gabby. Teamwork sure makes things easier, including brainstorming new ideas for Awe Island city planning, she added with a grin. The barge operator had gotten the last crate ready to be hauled onto Gabby. Connor looked at the red crate. It was the smallest of all the crates they had been moving. But it was also the heaviest, according to the numbers written on the side. Connor was feeling energized by his fun conversation with Gabby, so lifting it didn't feel like a chore at all. Nevertheless, Connor's operator was very careful in placing the red crate gently onto Gabby. Then the barge operator disconnected the red crate from Connor's hook, and Connor's driver lowered his boom again in preparation for driving home. As the barge operator and the vehicle driver signed some paperwork, Gabby said, "This was easier than I thought, and it's all thanks to your help, Connor." "Thank you, Gabby," said Connor. "But we wouldn't have been able to move them very far without you," he added sincerely. The two vehicles smiled at one another, feeling good about the hard work they did today. Connor and Gabby's drivers high-fived before hopping back in their vehicles. Connor and Gabby were driven slowly down the beach road, Gabby's driver leading the way. When they reached the crossroads, Gabby's driver turned her to the road that led downtown, and Connor's driver turned him to head back to the construction company's headquarters. The drivers waved to each other as they turned, and the two new vehicle friends called out their goodbyes. "I hope I can work with you again sometime, Connor," said Gabby. "Me too, Gabby," Connor replied. "Good luck getting the crates to their final destination." Guided by his driver, Connor slowly drove back to the construction headquarters where he lived. It had been a long, busy day, but Connor had had a lot of fun. Soon enough, Connor was parked in his spot at the headquarters. After his driver hopped out of the driver's seat to go indoors, Connor relaxed into his cozy parking spot and started to think of all the things he had to be thankful for. Connor was thankful for his driver, for always taking such good care of him, so that Connor was in good shape to do big projects like the one he did today. Connor settled deeper in his spot and took a deep dragon breath in and out. Connor's eyes felt heavy as he looked up at the big, bright moon. Connor felt safe and comfortable and relaxed as he stared at the beautiful moon above. Connor was also thankful for his new friend, Gabby, for making today's work so much fun. Connor took another deep dragon breath, in and out. His eyes drifted shut. Most of all, Connor was thankful for his home on Awe Island. Whatever the new construction site would become, it would be something amazing and beautiful, because all the construction vehicles on the island would work together to make something wonderful. He hoped he and his new friend Gabby would get a chance to help out with its construction. Connor took one last deep dragon breath in and out. And the crane fell asleep dreaming of all the fun things that would be coming to the island when the new construction site was finished. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.